You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I feel like the guy from the Her Sister Was a Witch video. Hold on. Mikey, do you not like Coco?
No, I never said I don't like Coco. I love Coco. I cry when I watch Coco.
It's very unfair by me.
Chris is being very rude, very unfair.
Very rude and very unfair.
Listeners are hearing the disbanding of the Three Cheers for Coats under
interference. I love Coco.
Oh, it's got one of the best animated soundtracks.
Oh, you're going to talk about animated soundtracks and not talk about how
Shrek is Aladdin.
Smash Mouth?
Yeah, you walked into
I did see Smash Mouth live once. I can confirm was an absolute fucking banger.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I can't believe how badly you walked into that.
I should preface that with I was working a Smash Mouth concert.
Mouth Nation like that?
Mouth Nation.
You get the horns.
Buddy, welcome to the show. My name is Cam Hasbrook. You know what it is. It's the Brews and Bruins podcast. I am joined, as per usual, by Chris Gear and Drew Johnson. We also have a crossover event coming at you today. It is the Three Cheers for Goaltender Interference podcast joining the show. Kat Silverman and Mikey Radigan, two of the best in the business. We've got a lot of bullshit to get to today. An hour plus of largely uncut rambling. Some of it hockey, some of it I barely even remember. We got deep into it. So let's have a good one here. Real quick, though, of course, this is the Brews and Bruins podcast, the Hockey Podcast Network podcast presented by Bruins Diehards and sponsored by DraftKings. Second round is in full swing, and the action increases from game to game. This is where the contenders are separated from the pretenders to give you some skim in the game. DraftKings will be offering you free-to-play pools every single day of the playoffs, offering players a free shot at up to $10,000 in total prizes. That's up to $10,000 in total prizes up for grabs each day. The best part is that it is free to play. DraftKings free-to-play pools are easy to enter. Just download the DraftKings app, go to pools, and choose from a wide variety of free contests for an opportunity to win cash prizes. All you have to do is answer a handful of questions around what you think is going to happen during today's game. Track your results throughout the evening. Questions will range from which team will hit the most threes, which team will score first. Depends on the sport you're rocking here. Most of all, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings app now and use promo code THPN when you sign up to get your free shot at $10,000 in total prizes every day of the hockey playoffs. Just head to DraftKings Pools page to get your shot at huge cash prizes. That's promo code THPN for a limited time only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for full details. All right. I don't want to waste any time. We spent a long time recording last night. We've got a ton of stuff coming at you. We've got some hockey talk. We've got goaltending expert Kat Silverman on, so we're going to get to a little bit of goaltending. We've got pop culture expert and critique Mikey Radigan to talk about everything from hockey to Shrek and Ska and everything in between. And we've got the usual somewhat intoxicated ramblings of myself, Drew, and Chris. No more time to waste here. Let's get to the main event. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you three beers for goaltender interference. All right. We have a whole lot of nothing lined up. I can promise you it's going to be entertaining, though, with this cast of characters. Let's just send it around the circle. Everybody talk about what you're drinking real quick.
That was my worst beer open ever.
Chris, lead us off since you had a
awful beer opener.
Oh, apparently. Well, a really bad pour, so I'm not gonna be able to drink this while I'm talking. I got a Bike Dog Brewing Company Holiday Bender Imperial Sour. You know, it's the holidays, and
shout out Colin. Yeah,
when it's the holidays, you really want to get down with some fruity beers.
What holiday? So,
well, the 4th of July is coming up.
I don't know. I bought this beer a long time ago. Tuesday. So,
here we are. Yeah.
It's an imperial sour with Caracara plum and ginger. I don't know what Caracara is, but
it's a type of orange.
Caracara, look at her go with a fresh cup of Joe.
Because I love Caracaras.
That's a good beer. That seems dangerous. You can taste it. It's like a 26. Well, let's go 27 for Dougie Hamilton here. 27 on the taste scale. Drinkability to be pretty continued. Low. I'm gonna go 15 on the drinkability.
Chris, I'm giving you a 37 on the glass. It's a Thank great you. Glass. Always a Guinness makes him. Oh, with the turtle too. I didn't even realize that.
It's the holidays, turtle doves. I don't know.
All right, that's it. That's it for me. Move on.
Drew, what you got?
I have a Corona Light. I don't know. That's just what was in my fridge. Tasteability.
Oh.
Tasteability is. Damn it, I can't do it. I can't taste it that much, so let's go 12. And then drinkability. I just sipped it twice in 10 seconds, so that's pretty drinkable.
It's the standard scale.
That's the standard scale. I'll go 30.
All right, very nice. Kat, anything lined up?
Yeah, for once, I not only have alcohol on the show, but I have a beer. So I'm not trying to like mix Pink Whitney with with like Gatorade that I have in my fridge.
Which is not just purge, by the way. The name just flows better with beer, but any type of
I don't even remember what I mixed it with last time, but it was weird. So I have the Papago Orange Blossom. It's a mandarin and wheat. Vibes. Yeah, it's a mandarin and wheat beer from what brewing company is it? It says Uniquely Arizona, which is why I picked it, because Papago is the mountain that I cried on when I ran my last half marathon. Because it was like a mile and a half to go up it. And you had to do it at mile 9 of the race. So I cried.
I'm not a mile 9 kind of guy.
It has some citrus and creamy vanilla. It says it was brewed in Tempe. It's a 5% APV, so it's not quite as watery as Drew's Corona over there, but it's also not an imperial stout. It's got a lot of flavor to it. It's a little sharper than I thought it would be. I tried to pick one that our lovely friend of the pod, Richie Flores, would also want to drink, because I couldn't get individuals at Target. And so I know he doesn't like IPAs, so it's not quite as tangy as an IPA. So taste, 29. And then drinkability, it's kind of it's a little sneaky. I think I could probably maybe put away two or three of these before I started saying things I shouldn't. Before the end of the podcast, and before you guys would want me off the podcast. So I would put that. I'll go Dougie Hamilton, so 27.
Wow, that was one of the better beer reviews we've gotten in a while. That's really what I'm striving for. And then, you know, I'm like thinking during the day of all these.
Of the day. I'm not too light. Tired.
We've been doing this for over a year, and Kat's just like, all right, I got this. Yeah.
Mikey, what you got? Anything to compete with that? And another orange? Yeah, like somebody's got to have a blood orange. That's my go-to orange type here.
That's a Caracara.
Like dancing around it. Oh, is it? All right. Well, then never mind.
Why do I have all this orange?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I'm actually just drinking vodka straight. Just kidding.
drinking water. Champions.
I'm drinking water. I have hockey later tonight, so I'm not partaking.
I was told by hockey commercials that New Amsterdam vodka is what you want to be drinking before and after.
And during.
And during.
I want to smash my face on the table every time I see that. Unless they sponsor this podcast, which, listen, it's a great drink.
No, we're listening to Miller Lite.
We're gunning for Miller Lite here.
I think it says a lot about Mikey, by the way, that he said that's straight vodka, and I completely believe
I think we all believe.
I 100% no thought he was serious.
Not a question.
I in no way thought he was joking.
I think Mikey's the only one we've ever done like multiple shots with at the beginning of an episode.
I hope, oh man, now this is going to have like a lot of self-reflection for me.
We're going to get to more self-reflection later. It's okay. We're going to do a little time traveling. But.
Yeah, so it's not New Amsterdam. It's just good old water from my filter in the fridge. So.
Old Amsterdam water.
How is it like drinkability-wise, taste-wise? How would you rate your water?
It tastes like piss. No.
Because it is.
It's good water. It's good water. So
good water.
What was that?
Where'd you get it? What's the source? We talking like Poland Spring or tap water? Or
it's New York City. You don't need
right up the road. Poland
yeah,
Spring.
You don't need bottled water in New York City. You're not Arizona.
It's the cleanest water supply in the nation. So you just put it in your filter and you're good to go. And that's my water.
Your water's not like full of dirt. Yeah, I wouldn't even filter it. That's an extra step I never took.
I've definitely drank New York water straight out of the tap.
Yeah.
Oh, you and me both.
Like with my mouth.
I was gonna say without a glass. Right? There wasn't a glass involved at all.
Like from the gutter.
Yeah. We're lucky. Yeah, I'm not drinking beer because it honestly would have been like Bud Light or Michelob Ultra. So.
Ooh, yeah.
Or Miller Lite.
Miller Lite.
We only approve Miller Lite. Coors Light, anything from the Miller Coors family.
No. I like Miller High. Yes. Miller High Life is good.
See, that's the thing. Like, I can't do Miller High Life anymore. You've seen the picture of me drinking a High Life
champagne of beers
out of my front pocket with a straw. That's Miller High Life. That's
I think that's my contact picture for you.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's what it was. Cool. All right. So
remarkable. I'm just drinking a Sam Adams Wicked Hazy Juicy New England IPA. 6.8%, a little disappointing. Like at that point, just chalk it up to a 6.9. But drinkability.
Nice.
I'm going to dock it a few points for that. Drinkability, pretty solid. I mean, it's almost 7%, but it's not too hoppy. Probably a 23. Good for an IPA. Taste, can certainly taste it. Citrusy. Not overbearing. 25. Good beer, though. Good beer.
Is that, you said Sam Adams? I think, you know the your cousin from Boston guy in the Sam Adams commercials?
Oh, yeah.
I think that guy should be in jail.
You think so?
I think he's a huge piece of shit. I had enough
of it. Wow. All right, Mikey's.
Shots fired. I think we've already drawn the line in the sand with the Boston Beer Co. With stealing their slogan.
They didn't get back to me. And then
promptly took down their slogan and we now own it.
Yeah.
Wait,
We won. We won the fight. Yeah.
Yeah, we
oh my God.
We sent out a cease and desist after we stole their slogan.
Wait,
yeah, so we're
like
a drinkable
totally
podcast
cool.
You can taste.
Like, yeah.
and they can't say anything about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, taking down the man.
that's awesome.
Fighting
yeah,
for
we,
all the
yeah,
small
that didn't happen.
We did steal their slogan, and then 6 months later, they just so happened to change it.
This is great, though. When they try to sue us, we are now recording.
I think they just realized, as we realized, and promptly made fun of the fact that they a drinkable beer you can taste is the worst slogan for a beer. And that's also why our rating scale is drinkability and tasteability.
I'm glad you finally explained that because You guys told me just to roll with it the first time I was on the
That's
pod.
Usually
I was
like, what does that mean? In fact, you should be honored that you are being informed, because very few people, I think, know about it. And we've explained it, but it was so early that, like, even the couple people that listen now weren't listening. So
yeah, a rating isn't even, like, how good it tastes. It's just whether you can taste it or not.
Yeah, it can taste like shit, like, but if you can taste it, then it's tasteable.
Drew very famously had, like, some kind of, like, vanilla IPA or something like that. It was, like,
white pumpkin. Well, for that episode was
spooky.
Guys, I fucking hate this beer.
It was like a 35 on the taste scale, but it was trash.
Much like our podcast. All right.
Yep.
So, speaking of trash, that second round was trash, wasn't it? Real, real garbage hockey going on.
Wow, what a transition.
I really liked, by the way. So, for the Brews and Bruins guys, Mikey and I are in this group chat with our friend Katie Caldwell, who is a semi-regular guest on our podcast. And I feel like that week of the second round, like it was like a shit show in my house. Like I was trying to pack so I could go to Texas and then try and get ready so that as soon as I came back, I could turn around and like ship my child to California because she's now with Chris in San Diego, but not physically with him.
Not
physically with him. No, he's not watching, is he? But I felt like every night I'd get a text in the group chat that said like, "Hachi machi, let's go," and I was like, "I don't even want to talk to these two. I'm gonna let them talk about
Katie
this." While I like quietly sulked and
Katie
got angry.
Prompted it.
Like,
you know? Prompted it. I would just respond to her prompts.
She was like, "Mikey, you're vibing right now," and I was like, "I'm was not." Like,
I was like, "Yes, I am. I am feeling good." So, yeah, that was quite the series.
So But before we transition too far away from watching children, I was hanging out with my friends yesterday, and they have a 2-year-old child, I think.
Oh,
I'm really bad at knowing how old kids are. And I was left alone with her for probably about 15 seconds. And in that time, she had picked up a glass with like a little bit of beer left in it that my friend had left on the picnic table, turned it upside down and was shaking it on top of our smallest dog. And I very quickly grabbed the glass from her, put it back on the table, and my friend came back out and was like, "Hey, you're a natural." And I was like, "Yeah, totally.
Yeah."
Nothing bad happened.
Does your friend listen to this? Like, is your friend going to hear this?
Oh, no. He listens to my other podcast, not this one.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really good.
Wow.
He's all one right. of the very few listeners of my other podcast. Check out
What's
Ballot.
His name? What's his name? We need to have a talk with him. He needs to listen.
Oh,
to
his name's Neil. He's from London, so he's just like not a hockey guy.
Well, I can't make fun of you for that, since very famously during the Lost episode, when I was drinking Pink Whitney, we were talking
episodes.
About how it tasted like lemonade, and my, at the time, 3.5-year-old walks up to me and goes, "I love lemonade. Let me." And I was like, I'm going to get a call. Somebody's going to come to my door. I'm here like, this vodka tastes just like lemonade. My kid's like, "Yum."
So. Yeah. Luckily I don't think Child Protective Services listens to this podcast, but you never know.
But so if they do, I hope they're downloading. So
sorry. I just wanted to distract from talking about this hockey that I don't want to talk about.
I was going to say, I think we have to let Mikey get in his delight a little bit, mostly so he doesn't get it in later when we record our podcast next. Because I need the buffer. Like, I need this sadness to be diluted instead of it just being me.
By the time we record our podcast, the Islanders will already be Stanley Cup champions. So we'll just get everyone relaxed.
I don't dig it how often I've
no
been
jinx,
available.
Not gonna
look.
I didn't jinx them. It wasn't a jinx. I knocked on wood. I'm sitting on wood. I'm sitting on wood, if you know what I mean.
Oh, man. Anyway. We're 15 minutes in. We have our cold open.
it was a very nice series. I enjoyed myself, and that's what I will say about that. I'm classy. I'm classy and sassy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Mikey yeah. famously has been on this podcast more in the past month than he's been on his own podcast.
Or than yeah. I have been, really. Yeah.
Literally the past verbatim three
what I was told. Yeah.
Yeah, I may have said both of those things to Kat.
I was like, hey, Mikey's been on your podcast a ton. He was like, yeah, he's been on our podcast more than you've been on yours. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
It's true, though. It's very true.
Life happens, and, you know, it gets hard to and our sponsors are so mad. We have so many sponsors that are so mad. Like, so
that Miller Lite, they got too many sponsors. So
we got too many sponsors.
Our 10 listeners, like not including my dad, who doesn't.
My mom, Kat's dad.
My dad doesn't listen. My dad won't listen.
Very famously,
my mom doesn't listen either. So yeah, that's.
I hope my parents don't listen to this. I think they tried out one. Or maybe my mom listened to a couple and then like told my dad, hey, you should listen to this. And then he like called me and was like, hey, I listened to your podcast. It was very insightful. I think that was probably the last he listened to this.
Well, I came on Thursday, right? Was it this past Thursday?
Yeah, for the Friday episode.
For the Friday episode. And it was like that Friday they revealed, not revealed, but it was told to everyone that Tuukka Rask was playing with like a hole in his hip for the past year and a half or something, like since the bubble, right? Didn't he hurt himself in the bubble?
Torn labrum, so just selfishly playing through an injury instead of selfishly.
But he played the entire year with it, right? And then that's why he's like back with C's up during. Gotta get that guy out of town.
He said he was using different muscles to compensate for the injured one, and that's where the back issues started, and that's why he missed time right after the trade deadline, I think.
It was against the Islanders. I remember he left the game during the regular season.
Those dirty, dirty Islanders hurt him.
Oh no!
How dare they? Can I blame Matt Barzal?
Yeah, you're always allowed to blame Matt Barzal. He's actually the like butterfly effect that has ruined this entire franchise. Just according to the internet and NBC Sports Network, the Bruins not choosing him in the 2015 draft is the downfall.
Remember how the Islanders passed up on David Pastrnak though? But then,
when was the Pastrnak draft?
It was 2014.
2014.
He
went like 22nd or 23rd.
Oh, he's conveniently overlooked. So does 21 of those teams. I mean, whatever, you know.
But when was Pastor not picked?
It was 25, I think.
Yeah, 25.
He was in the mid-20s, yeah.
That means 25? Like 20 other teams passed on him, though.
Well, of course. I mean,
we can blame the Islanders.
Yeah, but the Islanders are the dumbest of them all.
With Matt Barzal, Thomas Chabot, like everyone.
Literally anytime anyone makes that argument, like – unless you're like passing up on like McDavid or somebody or like Austin Matthews, and I feel like it's a pretty stupid argument to make. Like, I don't know. Like, it's so hard. It's a crapshoot. You know what I mean?
You can make it about Mitch Marner. You can make it with Dylan Strome. You can absolutely make it with Dylan Strome.
If you passed on any first overall pick that went on to be great.
Yeah, it is a crapshoot.
You pass on the first overall.
Yeah, honestly, that's not impossible.
I think I was definitely surprised that Barzal dropped to 16, though. I think he was projected as a top 10 pick.
Well, it's because he's 5'4". Like, that's the NHL just like
firing shots the short
kings
out there. Yeah.
I guess they didn't like his interview because he said. They're like, why should we pick you? And he's like, I'll make you regret not picking me. And everyone's like, we don't like that answer. And then he dropped to 16.
At what point do teams stop having players say that and then say, oh, I don't like that attitude? Like, I mean, it takes the guy who's like, oh, I'll work really hard for you.
Yeah, it's just like
what point do they figure out that these guys are, like, when do they stop fucking around and finding out?
I don't even think that's a bad answer. I think it's just like, oh, it's a confident kid. That's someone who I would want.
It's a great answer. It's an amazing answer.
Yeah. That's the attitude I'm looking for is like,
they should love that answer. They should love that answer.
So looking at the 2015 draft, obviously the Bruins of course, let's belabor this because I already said let's not talk about this.
But I was going to say, this is really what we're doing here.
Obviously, the Bruins had three picks in the first round. So, yeah, it's tough to miss, especially with a draft that's this deep. But I feel like the Panthers taking Lawson Krause is the worst one.
Yeah, that's a bad one because he's like a really serviceable two-way guy too. Like he's a really adequate, like defensively responsible winger, and they don't even have him anymore. He's on the Coyotes.
Yep.
He's the best 2015 first rounder the Coyotes have on their roster. They picked twice. They had Nick Merkley, who's with the Devils, maybe, and then Dylan Strome, who famously was he was healthy scratched four times in the last 10 games for the Blackhawks this year, a team that was not making the playoffs.
So also, like, the other bad thing that could have happened was the Bruins were trying to trade, like, all three of those picks to like, number three, I think, to get
They were trying to trade with the Coyotes. And
yeah, so that's number
three.
The
Coyotes wanted Dougie Hamilton. And instead, they traded Dougie Hamilton for something else. And,
it was for picks. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was for a couple first rounders, right?
Well, it was the Senishin pick. It was pick 15.
15, yeah.
Yeah,
the Coyotes wanted to do something.
And I think they got two second round picks as well.
Else. Yeah. The Coyotes wanted to do something else. And they knew that, but they wanted to do it where they could then shuffle down and get a little, like, they wanted to stay kind of where they were. And they didn't want to give up that third overall pick for Dougie Hamilton.
Lukewarm take. I would much rather have Jakub Zboril, Jake DeBrusk, and Zach Senishin than Noah Hanifin.
I think that's a very fair take because he's on what, the Flames now?
He's on the Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes? That's
no,
right.
He was in the Dougie Hamilton deal. But no, he's
on the Flames or something now.
I traded again.
Did he really?
Hold on.
Yikes.
No, he's still on the Flames.
Okay. Adequate player, perfectly fine player. Adequate, perfectly fine player. But no, that's a weird draft, though.
I was thinking of Justin Falk, I think. Yeah, Justin Falk did the whole thing and ended up on the Blues.
Yeah, he was there. Oh, yeah, he did end up on the Blues. Did he get traded from Carolina?
I think he signed with the Blues. Well, he got traded. I think he got traded from Carolina at one point and then signed with the Blues. Hold on. We can look this up.
HockeyDB has this listed right there.
Well, let's just do a whole episode of
looking at the 2015 draft with the one person out of the five who enjoys a team that did well at that draft.
There's a former Minnesota Wild player named Justin Falk.
Yes, F-A-L-K. F-A-L-K. He's from Sweden or something. Like,
yeah.
Or maybe he's, yeah.
Oh, he just went from the Hurricanes straight to the Blues. So,
Yeah,
he was traded and then re-signed.
Yes, he re-signed, and then that's when the Blues picked up Krug in the next offseason or the same offseason.
Yeah, because you always want Justin Falk and Torrey Krug on your team.
Sure, why not?
But you know what? That I hated seeing that, and the Coyotes had kind of like a shitty time of it this year. They did not have a shitty time against the Blues. They had a great time against the Blues.
That,
they played
that
like
seven game series.
Consecutive games against them. They played an entire playoff series and they won that playoff series. Like, I think they won like five out of the seven games or something.
That's purgatory.
Like that.
Just
it was, yeah, that was a COVID purgatory. And it felt like Groundhog Day.
That was honestly one of my favorite things from the whole season. It was just like, oh, well. They're already
it was one
there.
Of the few fun. It was one of the few fun things about the season this year.
That was like in the worst.
To be honest,
was it when like Vancouver or someone was going? No, someone.
No, it was the Minnesota Wild and
the
Colorado Avalanche were both like the Blues were supposed to go to Minnesota and head down to Colorado, and the Coyotes were going to do vice versa.
Wasn't
and
Vegas have some cancellations.
Vegas
too?
Had one too. Yeah. Those were the three teams that had the big cancellations, and I just know that instead of sending them to Minnesota and Colorado, since both of the teams that they were going to play were sitting in COVID purgatory, they're like, oh, we'll just play the games that you were going to play later, and then we'll like swap them. And then neither team was cleared like anytime soon. So both Colorado and Minnesota were just like sitting there, and the longer it went on, the more they were like, you guys want to keep playing? And they were like,
I can't believe we got 56 games for every single team. That's,
well, it took a little chicanery from the Flames and Canucks.
Yeah, I mean, but all things considered.
And they really just did that for to fulfill like TV contracts, right?
I think so,
TV contracts and probably, I think, draft
order.
Draft order and stuff like that.
It was funny though, watching the Stars fans get mad because their games got condensed so severely.
Yeah, they
had to finish on time. And the Flames and the Canucks, the league was like, you guys can keep playing into June. We don't care. And
well, also the Canucks
guys had to like rush through.
The Canucks had that horrible COVID
outbreak. Yeah.
It's like probably worse. The worst in all sports, to be honest. It seemed like everyone was
Pretty close, yeah.
It was really, everyone was super sick. Yeah, Stars got screwed pretty bad this year.
Stars got pretty, they got pretty
but screwed. They were missing Sagan for most of the year, right? And Khudobin.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, they were missing Khudobin for most of the year, I feel like.
Stars
Well, Sagan played, I think, like the last 2 weeks of the season. So, yeah.
Once they were out of the playoffs, they were one of like two teams in the Central that was like eliminated pretty quickly. And then the rest of them were, it was kind of like the Honda West, where all the teams that were close to making the playoffs just entered into like a turtle race. And they all just started losing every game leading up to it. And, like, the Coyotes were losing all their games. The Blues were losing all their games. The Sharks won a few and then kept losing games. The Kings dropped out. And it's, like, the Coyotes and the Blues were both like, we don't want this. Somebody else go play. So
then the Blues just got curbs
in the Blues
first round.
Finally, yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Which is kind of what it seemed like was going to happen. Because, like, They weren't a good team this year. They were they were very mediocre.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Hate to see it.
Hate to see it.
Colorado's out. You guys don't like the Blues, I forgot.
So I think the Blues were maybe like my fourth favorite NHL team before. Yeah, I like to have other teams cast.
You have your ranked choice.
Yeah, so it's Bruins, Sharks.
Very Democratic.
What?
I think at the time.
Sharks are my other team.
No. No, keep going.
What's your issue with
keep
that? And I think at the time it was the Predators, maybe. And then the Blues, I was just like such a huge, Vladdy Tarasenko fan.
He's
unfortunately not been able to play much over the past couple years because of shoulder injuries, but, I love a good Russian winger who can absolutely snipe as long as he's not, Nikita Kucherov.
Oh God, I fucking hate that guy so much, man.
Like, I think we covered this on the last episode.
I you know, game one was yesterday, and I'm just like watching, and I'm like, because he hasn't played the whole year, and I haven't really been watching the Lightning too much in the playoffs. And whenever he's on the ice, I'm like, fuck this guy.
Well, hey, I mean, speaking of players like Chris Hayes,
I would give up Pasternak, I think. That first line works without Pasternak, because I also don't love David Pasternak. I don't care about him all that much as a person.
Who is this?
I love that Neil gets to ride shotgun on that.
That's beautiful. I'm a big fan of that.
Someone hit the stop cam button.
Only he can hit the stop cam button.
Steer the ship here, you know. Gonna,
what was that movie Magic we watched?
Drew's really good at editing, so it makes it look like I totally said that.
That you hate David Pasternak.
That was extremely believable.
Wait, so believable. On that note, there was like a press release for the Loki show that came out with like Owen Wilson saying something about the show. And literally every word of what he said was from a different sentence spliced together. Like, very obviously. And it was something very simple, like, I've never been part of something like this before.
Wait, and Disney sent out that like press? Like,
yeah, it was like a Twitter ad or something.
What? No.
And I want to find this. Yeah. Go track it down.
Pretty good.
All right. How about a little group exercise here, gang?
Oh God.
We're gonna go for a little time traveling. I have. We're gonna try not to get anyone canceled.
It's a group exercise.
I dug up some
tweets. Try not to get anyone canceled.
Some general tweets from back in the day, and from our wonderful hosts and guests and co-hosts.
Oh no! Which podcast you listen
to. So I'm gonna read off an old tweet from one of us, and we're gonna try to guess which person it is.
Oh no!
I'm not gonna kill anybody. There's a lot.
This is incredible content, but I hate it. Some
good stuff. All right. I'm going to randomize the order, so we're just going to start with this one.
I don't want to play.
Quote. Should I say, all right, August 15th, 2015. There's nothing I feel more apathy for than pictures of people tailgating at a country concert.
Me.
That's Cat.
Who is it?
Me.
Mikey thinks it's himself.
I'll say Mikey because Mikey is Mikey. Confident that it's himself. So I'll do that.
Like that is the one and only Shrek Lover 69 LLJK Mikey Rannigan.
That was
me. Chris, was that you?
Yeah, that was me.
No offense to any country listeners out there. I don't mean to dump on your taste.
I wouldn't use the word apathy. That implies like a neutral feeling towards something, and usually I'd be like, you know what, I fucking hate.
Apathy is tragedy.
Maybe I was just trying to be nicer about it. Okay, so I don't take it back.
All right, September 14th, 2017.
Oh no!
Good deal for the Bruins. Pastrnak will be worth $8 million in the next three seasons. Good take.
Sounds like a Drew.
Yeah, that's me.
That's Drew. You know, he remembers. All right, Drew.
I wish you went further back because there's some college ones that were really I don't want out there, but would have been funny.
yeah,
luckily my other Twitter account, I don't know if Cam follows that one. So
this is very probably, I think I do actually, Chris. this one's going to be kind of obvious, but October 4th, 2013, naps are wasted on small children.
That was absolutely me.
That was most certainly a Cat original. And for some reason, I had to use Twitter advanced search to do this, and I couldn't find it. Wouldn't let me search for Chris's shit. So Chris, I don't know what kind of funky business you got going on there, dude.
My account was suspended. Oh yeah, we should announce I'm back on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean it still shows you as having all those tweets though. So
yeah, you can't search through a suspended account though. Because it's technically not an active account.
That is unfortunate.
Not that I've ever.
Well, Chris, you escaped justice this time. But
what's yours?
I didn't really do one for myself. I didn't have time.
Okay, you know what? No. We're doing
here,
some.
I'll even it up and I'll read something off my time hop if that's still a thing.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
I appreciate that you found one for me that wasn't tragic.
Nah, you know, the one next to it was pretty good. It was, I could write a book on bad choices. But that one was, you know, I
tried to go through and, I searched so many keywords on Twitter and deleted anything that I would be embarrassed to let a future employer see if they did that and searched keywords and didn't think about things like searching the words bad and choices together. So.
Yeah, it's a tough, you know. You just got to get your account suspended. It's the best way to do it.
Yeah, apparently.
And then you have immunity, apparently.
Oh, this apparently wasn't a big day for me on Twitter. So
I got
was
one
it on Facebook?
For Cameron.
I'll check Facebook.
Oh, God.
Don't forget to stay 6 feet away from each other in your 300-person lecture.
Oh, yeah. Fun stuff.
8 years ago, watching adults leave work every Friday is like watching children leave school for summer. To clarify, 8 years ago, I was almost 23 years old.
You were an adult too.
But I mean,
I still don't qualify as an adult. So yeah, not a great day on Facebook either. But that was basically it.
Oh, good lord. Who's got something to talk about?
We got listener questions.
We have listener questions.
Let's answer some listener questions.
All right, let me hit back like 300 times.
Time to find out whose listeners are weirder.
I'm going to have another beer. So
I hope. Did we get questions, Kat?
I'm looking to see. We probably didn't, because people like to then go and ask questions to other groups, but not to us.
Yeah, very rude. Very rude, very unfair. Oh, no. I usually have to prompt Kat to retweet it, because then they just all start adding Kat on Twitter with their questions.
Well, that's...
They never reply to the actual podcast tweet. They always reply to you, because you're a star.
So I've been kind of trying to stay off Twitter as much as humanly possible for the last month or so.
In solidarity with me losing my Twitter account. It's so nice.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah, I was doing it for you for sure. Although it is hard. I told you it was hard. I'd see something and I was like, oh, let me send it to Chris. And then I was like, I can't send it to Chris. I'm going to trigger him. Like, I can't do that. No, appreciate so I've been it. Like trying to stay off Twitter and I think people have kind of forgotten that I exist, which I'm pretty okay with, if we're being perfectly honest. Because right before I stopped, Paul Bissonnette decided to like full name me and job title me on the Spit and Chicklets podcast.
What? Oh, nice.
Yeah, when Phil Kessel got his 900th point and took the picture with the puck where he looks like a coal mine worker. And I just tweeted the picture. I think that's why I stopped going on Twitter, because people got mad at me. I just tweeted it and said, what does this man do for a living? Wrong answers only. And got like over 3,000 retweets.
Are you the reason why that thing happened? The like Reddit?
Yes.
Whatever. Like
I tweeted it and then it like popped off, and then Biz brought it up on the Chicklets podcast, and then that was the blurb he tweeted and Instagrammed. He was like, this picture, what does this man do for a living? Wrong answers only. That was Catherine Silverman. She works at the Arizona Coyotes, does some media stuff. I was like, give him my LinkedIn too if you want.
That was a pretty good Paul missed the net impression there.
I was pretty nervous that I was gonna get a bunch of, because I got a bunch of followers from it, and I was like, man, these guys don't want to follow me, like think they do. They very much don't.
Well, I love when we get those on the podcast account.
Joke on them.
We'll text each other like a screenshot of somebody's account and stuff, and just be like, oh, this guy's gonna really regret this decision.
This guy's gonna unfollow pretty soon.
Yeah. so shockingly, one of those guys like still follows us, because I saw he liked our like one of our tweets a couple weeks ago.
Well, maybe he's just learning,
like,
you know?
One of those like really love the police kind of guys, like yeah.
Ooh,
big fan of cops. Love anyone, Trump. Big
anyone with the hashtag Viva in their like Viva La Stool in their or whatever, or Back to Blue.
There was somebody who followed us who had like a lot of pronouns, like making fun of pronouns, like that type of person. Definitely gonna hate us.
Identify as unicorn, they, them, us, yeah, like turtle, purple.
Yeah, you're real fucking
LOL.
People like that deserve a smack upside the head.
No, I got like, people loved that tweet about Phil, with the exclusion of like, because I got like 5,000 notifications and I just had to like shut it off because I wasn't going to deal with it. And like 20 of those 5,000 people were like, how dare you fat shame this guy? He's just trying to live as a professional athlete. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm not some looker. Like, come on, guys.
How's that fat shaming?
And I had to like make a caveat after the fact where I was like, hey guys, just so you know, like I did this because he looks like somebody's dad. Like he looks like a dad at every kid's soccer game. And I said, that's what's funny about it. But if you're bringing up his weight, if you're bringing up his health, because a couple of people did, they were like, what does this guy do for a living? Well, it's not going to be hockey if he keeps gaining weight like this. I was like, what are you talking about? This guy has like one testicle.
Sure,
like,
Phil Kessel still has wheels. Like,
yeah. Phil Kessel's one of the fastest guys in the league. But, yeah.
And he has been for like the past 15 years.
But I had to like bring up that caveat because people were like, you're just, if you're bringing up how fat he is, that's not fair to him. And I was like, I can't do this on Twitter. Okay. So I just kind of hid.
You're like, you're bringing up how fat.
Yeah. Right. I was like, he's not fat, but if you guys are calling him fat,
yeah,
shit,
what are you?
Like, that's on you, not on me.
Yeah.
Man, are we not allowed to have fun with Bartolo Colon anymore?
Yeah, like, are we not allowed to flap?
It's just, it's not fat shaming if you're just saying, like, this guy doesn't look like a professional athlete.
Right. And then he jacks I think it's awesome. Like, hysterical.
He makes the rest of us feel like we could feasibly be professional athletes, too, if we had the talent.
You know what? He doesn't.
Phil Kessel or Bartolo?
Both. Either.
Both.
Also, Phil Kessel has, like, fun with it. Like, remember the picture of the Stanley Cup with all the hot dogs
full
in it?
Full of hot dogs, exactly. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's, like, in on it, and
I did have a Twitter DM conversation with one person who she was like, hey, as an overweight woman, like, I was self-conscious reading that. I thought you were making fun of fat people. And I was like, well, I apologize if that's how it came across. Is that the right way to apologize? And she was like, well, you know, just don't bring up people's weight. I was like, I didn't. Look at his beard. Look at the sweat stains on his shirt. Everyone, yeah, he didn't have a clean shirt for those pictures.
Like,
he looks like he came out of his garage after
the fucking guy Jiffy Lube that, like,
he wasn't even wearing a team shirt. Usually they wear at least, like, they make him change into a team shirt or hoodie. And he's wearing like this dirty, generic, like, grungy gray t-shirt, but
yeah, he looks,
you could do the same thing for me if anyone took a picture of me and just said, like, yeah, this guy does not look like a professional athlete.
Yeah,
dude does not look like a space astronaut, you know.
I look a little like a space cowboy.
I mean, yeah, I think that's kind of
so know. Yeah, that's why I was not super on
did you get any like negative feedback about like Paul Mastinet like retweeting you or anything?
No.
No, really.
I expected I would because, right. And it's
because you're a girl. Paul's girls 20. Can't be in sports.
Well, he's gotten into some little Twitter tiffs with people that I am good friends with, and he's blocked a couple of them. And he and I are of the understanding that I've gotten into it with some of the Barstool people, and
yeah,
you know, I've called them like, I think I said that one of them looked like no one was ever gonna have children with him. I was like, look at this fucking nerd. And then I was like, you know, I don't want to make fun of Paul's friends, like, and I was like, but I do. And he kind of does the same thing, like, so I don't know, I feel like people don't, because I don't actively share a ton of Paul's stuff and he doesn't actively share a ton of mine, but right. If people get mad either way.
Also, I'm sorry, I'm not to go down this rabbit hole, it's not like Barstool people are nice to people. Like,
no yeah. They're not.
These aren't like,
no, they're not.
And I, sorry, it's a, I was curious.
No, nobody got mad country. At that.
Yeah.
I do occasionally, do you know who people get mad at me for is,
me?
Occasionally I've had people, no. Surprisingly, no.
Well, yes, but not what you're going for here.
people get upset when I get into little like jokes with Pete Blackburn sometimes.
Why?
They think that we're bullying each other.
Oh.
I've had a couple people say, "Why is Pete being so mean to you?" I was like,
I think Pete gets into
because I'm mean to him.
I know. Pete like had I doubt you listened to the episode that he was on our podcast, but by name, we mentioned you and he was like, oh yeah, she's like, it's just the best at her job. And I don't know anyone else who does that. So
that's what we do when we have people we feel are important on. We're just like, yeah, we had Kat on.
We name all the Kat. You know, we're legit because we had Kat on.
Oh, I do the same.
We had Mikey Radigan on. Like,
yeah, Shrek number 69, dude. I do
the same thing whenever I like DM someone to come on. I'm like, I do a podcast with Kat Silverman, okay? And then they're like, all right, guy with 300 followers, relax. Well,
I remember the context too, because I think we were talking about like, would you start Jeremy Swayman like going into the playoffs or something like that? And he's like, no. Cool. Good.
Cool.
Good. We had Kat on last episode, and she gave us like all the reasons why that would be crazy. And he was like, "Yeah, I mean, like, I don't have any knowledge behind that, but you know, Kat said it."
Listener questions. First one we got has more replies than we got.
Oh.
Because it's from Kaylee Allard.
Kaylee, recently of the 6,000 followers club, so that's why.
There you go. Would you want Dougie Hamilton back in Boston if possible?
Yeah. He's so good.
Yeah,
he's incredible. I mean, but also, you're insane if you think he would come back. Why would he come back?
Yeah.
Nick Godin had said, I guess it's been 6 years.
It's been 6 years. I mean, he's blocked everyone in Boston, including me.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I'm. Oh, have you not heard this? If you are like even sort of related to Boston media, you are blocked by Dougie Hamilton.
He hasn't blocked me yet.
It's unclear if that's like his actual account or if that's just like a troll account that somebody made to block everybody in Boston, because it's not verified, but it's has a ton of followers.
Kind of amazing. No, I would rather see Dougie Hamilton in Arizona.
Sure. Keep him off the East Coast. I'm cool with that. And
I'm
I don't know
to
why
find
like
his Twitter, but I can't.
Do you think you don't think there is any chance of reunion? Like, LeBron went back to Cleveland after the owner basically called him a piece of shit. So
yeah, that's fair. But that's because the money was right and because he's like from Akron.
Yeah, Dougie Hamilton's not from Boston.
Yeah, so
I can see maybe at the end of his career, if he's like, maybe if they offered to bring him back in for a Twilight, like a little victory lap, so to speak, like bring him back in, maybe.
And it's also not like it was Chiarelli who traded him. Like, that was one of Don Sweeney's first moves.
That's true.
So it's the same stuff going on. Maybe if he absolutely hated Claude Julien, like, there's a chance.
I can see that being feasible, though. Not that I think Claude Julien's a super polarizing guy, but he definitely has his moments where it appears that he gets along better with players that he enjoys than players that he does not. He definitely has a couple that are on a shorter leash, and we've seen it other places too, so.
Tyler Sagan. I'm sorry.
Cough.
Yeah,
all right.
Excuse me.
Next question is from Mikey Radigan.
I don't remember asking a question. When that happened.
Who is your favorite guest and why is it me?
Oh, what a classic.
Mikey, it's because you're the handsomest boy you've had on this podcast.
Wow,
that's why.
Thank you.
It's,
wow.
It's because you. Because
you're a catch.
It's because you.
It's like
Cam just really wanted to break out that goalie gear.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
Yeah,
I got it.
Trying to break it in, not out. I'm trying to break it in.
Mikey, it's because you correctly recognize that Coco is a wonderful and great animated film, and that it's it ranks above Shrek on the pantheon.
Wait,
of...
I feel like the guy from the Her Sister Was a Witch video. Hold on. Mikey, do you not like Coco?
No, I never said I don't like Coco. I love Coco. I cry when I watch Coco.
It's very unfair by me.
Chris is being very rude, very unfair.
Very rude and very unfair.
Listeners are hearing the disbanding of the Three Cheers for Hamilton under
interference. I love Coco. I'm just thinking, does Coco have a Murderer's Row voice talent with Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, Cameron Diaz, and John Lithgow? No. Okay, does...
It has Gael Garcia Bernal, and that's what all that matters.
No. Coco's like, oh, you're going to die, and then your family's going to forget about you. Then you really disappear in that afterlife, and that's it. And it's like, oh, man.
Yeah, which is the uplifting thing that we all need.
The music slaps, though.
Oh,
it's got one of the best animated soundtracks.
Oh, you're going to talk about animated soundtracks and not talk about how
it's like Aladdin.
Mashmouth?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, you walked into
the... I did see Smash Mouth live once. I can confirm it was an absolute fucking banger.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I can't believe how badly you walked into that.
I should preface that with I was working a Smash Mouth
Mouth Nation like that?
Mouth Nation.
You guys have the mouth, you get the horns.
And Guy Fieri as well. Both of them.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Woo. This is taking a hard, hard...
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, all right. Next question.
Wait, what was the question?
The question is Coco is, the best, is Coco or is Shrek the greatest animated film of all time?
Why am I the worst guest you've ever had?
Nick Godin asked, do the Bruins need an upgrade on D? And if so, who would you like to see them trade or sign? Trade for or sign.
I have a question for Nick Godin. Where the fuck is the tree?
Let me pull up. let us know where the tree is, and then we'll.
This is a one for one deal. Got to be worth my buck, you know.
I have no clue who's up for grabs.
Dougie Hamilton.
I have a very gently used Alex Goligoski, and an even less gently used Jason Demers.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull up the free agent.
The Coyotes are not re-signing Jason Demers. I can tell you that much.
Ooh. I honestly don't know anything about any player in Arizona. I'm sorry.
Well, Jason Demers kind of looks like me.
Jason Demers doesn't kind of look like you. Jason Demers looks exactly like you.
Yeah, so he's hot. So you're going to get a hot player. <He's> hot. That's what you're getting. And I believe, Kat, when you wrote that, not that expose, but that article for The Athletic about...
the expose.
That expose. Oh, do you mean the music thing?
The music thing. I think Jason Demers had the best taste. Did he like the National?
Are you the National head?
I'm not a National head. I like that. I enjoy.
He did not say the National. I have the playlist. I literally created a Spotify playlist for Coyotes fans to listen to. For you three, I went to the Coyotes locker room one day. And like truly pissed off their head of PR because I went around to all the players and was like, hey, if you could have like a walk up song in hockey, what would it be? And then I was like, and as my follow up, who has the best taste in music in the room and who has the worst? And then I sort of used that as like it was like the Amazing Race. Like based on their answers, I would bounce around the room and I'd be like, hey, so and so just said you have the shittiest taste in the room. Defend yourself. And the Coyotes locker room playlist, one of them picked Careless Whisper by George Michael, and I believe it was Jason Demers.
Okay, so great pick regardless.
I know he had another one too that I was pretty alarmed by. Rocket Man by Elton John was Connor Garland.
That's a fantastic song.
I really like though that I... Darcy Kemper, world's most boring player, in interviews, was like, yeah, I like listening to like something a little upbeat and kind of peppy right before a game. So like, I guess my walk-up song would be Lucky You by Eminem, which is like not a peppy song. There's nothing positive about it. Like,
so on that
confrontational song ever.
On that note, the saddest thing for me at the trade deadline was Jakub Vrana getting traded away from the Capitals because the Capitals have individual goal songs. So anytime anyone scores, they play that song.
Yeah.
And Jakub Vrana has Simon Says by Pharoah Monch, which goes...
Get the fuck up. Simon Says, get the fuck up. Throw your hands in the sky. Losers in the back, sipping yak, y'all, what's up?
15 seconds.
Girls, rub on your titties.
Oh, my God.
I had to get girls rub on your titties in there.
Oh, no.
So funny.
Incredible choice. So I'm forever a Jakub Vrana fan because
I've been a Jakub Vrana fan since he got that tattoo right here on his arm and pulled his sleeve up to here to show everyone when he took the Instagram.
And held Braden Holtby's hand while he was getting hit.
Asked him to shoot him with a puck instead of giving him the tattoo.
Wait, is that the one, the guy that got traded to Detroit?
Yes. Yeah. And that was why I was sad. Yeah, that was the Anthony Mantha trade. So the first, honestly, the song is a really good goal song because like that was 20 seconds into the song. The first section of the song is just the wump, 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 which is like a really good, like, I just scored. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
They should. Kat, did anyone have Smash Mouth for their pick?
No, nobody had Smash Mouth for their pick. Sorry. Although,
you're all uncultured swine.
You're not wrong.
A fine Pilsner beer. Everybody, shout out to our future sponsor.
No, the players like had the worst taste in music ever.
Hockey players are bad at being.
We had a bunch who liked like the new rap music. So we had some Juice WRLD, some Jack Boy, some Bryce Vine, stuff like that. I was like, I don't know any of this stuff.
I've only heard of Juice WRLD.
I'm feeling very old.
They were all big fans of Juice WRLD.
Bryce Vine do the Sunflower Seeds? Pretty sure that's the only song I know by him.
One of them picked La La Land. Although the guy who, one of their equipment managers, would play their locker room, like he would pick their locker room song after they won during like the preseason and during the bubble. And so he picked... he had Truth Hurts by Lizzo and then Sally Walker by Iggy Azalea as their two win songs. So I was like, finally, somebody has some like, finally some good taste. But yeah, that was, it was pretty rough. Even the Europeans, cause like Auntie Ronta was like, I don't listen to music anymore. Pick something by Swedish House Mafia. And I was like, you not listened to anything since 2011? He was like, not really, no. So yeah.
Anyway, so that's the Bruins defenseman they should go after.
Next question is from Wabba Plays at Wabba Plays. Is a hot dog a sandwich? And my answer, I've been thinking about this all day. Ever since I saw it, I've been thinking about it.
Is this your first time here?
Drew.
No, wait. Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I don't even know what the question is. Drew has never seen this question before.
No, I have. What are you up to? I have, but...
2014, like, come on, people.
No, but look. So, is the hot dog in a bun? First of all, if it is, it's a sub. God. So then is a sub a sandwich?
Are we doing this for real?
Yeah, we are.
All right, let's talk about if Joe Flacco's elite.
All right, fine. Next question is from... I wasted my whole day thinking about that. Next question
No, hot dog's a taco. Okay, move on.
No. All right, we are having this debate. It's a sub.
No, we're fucking not. All right. Nope, move on.
The next question is from Petrov Maguire at Maguire Petrov.
I like this account.
What? Yeah, right. And he's got the picture of Pierre Maguire with the
eating a corn dog. Yeah.
Yeah. I missed it. Okay. Why won't the Bruins tackle the real issues with this team? It's clear they'll never win another championship until the yellow seats are back.
That's a valid point.
Yeah.
I've got no argument there.
Yeah, well, I feel like they probably got rid of him because the Celtics were like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
But
and concerts and stuff. Like, it's TD. They hold a shitload of events there. It's not just Bruins. So.
I mean, honestly, surprised that...
Which is more important, though? Events or a Stanley Cup?
What's more important, having Smash Mouth...
Oh my god!
You should make all the seats green for Smash Mouth, not for the Celtics.
I was gonna say, like, it's surprising they're not green because TD Bank, like, they're
color is
green. So
yeah,
they should do yellow and green seats.
That'd be sick.
That'd be great.
Or they could
I think that's a guarantee you don't make the playoffs. Again.
Let's go North Stars. Let's go.
Yeah. Welcome to the Subway Arena.
Speaking of Subway, hot dogs a sub. Mike B at Mike Boston 77777 asks, do you think we need to trade some of our D to get some bigger D that can move just as well? So I want to say if another team has bigger defensemen that can move just as well as our small ones. We can
trade our smaller ones. That question deserves a
Well, let me answer and say it's not about how big they are. It's how they move the puck.
All right. I don't think we need to say anything else. I think that's the perfect answer, Chris.
Wait. You wouldn't want a bigger defenseman that can move the puck just as well?
Yeah.
Like this guy's saying.
Yeah, I would love it, but he's saying we have to create our smaller
team. But, you know,
where are you finding this? Where are you finding this guy, though? Like, where are we grabbing him?
Sometimes in a utopian society, Mikey has to make sacrifices, is what we're trying to say.
You know who's big? Dougie Hamilton.
There you go.
Does he move the puck well?
He moves the puck great. He's one of the greatest puck movers in the NHL.
I know. He could really help.
You know who loves to move the puck up the ice and is also huge? Tyler Myers.
Not a Tyler Myers guy.
Most of his body is neck.
So
I think the only person who is a Tyler Myers guy is Jim Benning. So.
Oh, I can't believe he's on the Canucks. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Was Yarmo the GM? Was Yarmo the GM when he was in Columbus?
He was never in Columbus.
He was in Winnipeg, and then before that, he was in Buffalo. Oh, yeah.
So here's my thing. I always get Winnipeg and Columbus confused. That's just the thing.
One of them has an airport. The other one doesn't. So
not as cities, as teams.
Wait, which one does?
They have, like, similar colors, and I just, like...
Winnipeg doesn't have an airport.
If you asked me, like... What team does Cam Atkinson play for? Like, I will give you the right answer, but it'll take me way too long.
Winnipeg doesn't have an airport, and they're called the Jets.
That's a great question.
Oh yeah,
there's no airport in Winnipeg and the Jets.
That's a wild times.
So I think I should clarify, because I forgot that the people who listen to this too also are not, like, huge Canadian hockey fans.
Hey, how dare you?
So, hey, it's the Brazilians, all right?
Well in Canada 1 week.
It was years ago. I think it was one of the Oilers Nation guys thought it would be funny to, like, make fun of the Jets by just casually saying, like, that team doesn't even have an airport. Like, who can take them seriously? And they... So... To go on record, the city of Winnipeg absolutely has an airport. But they got this, like, joke rolling so much that a news anchor actually got in trouble because they brought it up on air. And so, there's quite a few people out there who just, like, every time Winnipeg's brought up, they're like, there's not even an airport there. Because it is...
As far as I'm concerned, there's not. I haven't seen
plus,
it.
According to
I've never seen it.
Plus, according to Ilya Bryzgalov, they have bears.
Bear ports.
Yeah.
So. Googling right now, Winnipeg Airport.
Winnipeg
James Armstrong Richardson International Airport.
That's what they want you to think.
The airport with three first names, baby.
Let's go, Armstrong.
All right. Next question is from Everything is Tuukka Rask's Fault at Officer Bravo 64. He says, who do you guys think will be the starter next season? And then in parentheses, will it be Vladar or Swayman, or will we go out and get a goalie via trade or free agency? I'm going to say Rask will be back in January, February, and answer this as in who's going to be the starter until he gets healthy. And I'm going to say Swayman.
Bergeron's going to be the starter.
No, you can't be disrespectful to him like that. It's disrespectful.
Yeah, he cheats. He cheats. So you can't.
Anytime you throw a center out of a face-off, it's can't do it. Anyway, I'm kidding. I think they should get a goalie just till Tuukka gets
right,
back.
Not to backtrack too much, but the Bridge quote on Winnipeg. You don't want to go to Winnipeg, right? Not many people live there. Not many Russian people live there. Plus, it's cold, which that doesn't make sense to me. Russia's cold.
Yeah.
There's no excitement except the hockey. No park, no entertaining the families. For the kids, it's going to be tough life for your family. I've been there just once, maybe twice, when I play in minors. It was really cold. I used the tunnels between the buildings to get the arena because it was minus 40-something. Real cold.
I think if I remember correctly, Ilya Bryzgalov is not from a particularly cold part of Russia, though.
Russia is big,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, no, he's not from a... He's from, like, far southwest Russia. He's from right across the river from.
So he's like the California of Russia.
Yeah, he's right at the border between
the San Diego of Russia.
The San Diego.
He's to the south of Moscow. So he's, yeah, he probably doesn't like cold weather very much. He's
not for all you Russian geography nuts.
Also, ESPN or TNT, hire that guy because he's hilarious.
Why would you hire him, though, when you could hire Wayne Gretzky, who is a recognizable name but has never said anything interesting in his life?
He did say 100% of the shots you don't take, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, which is...
That was Michael Scott.
Mathematically incorrect statement, too, because if you don't take any shots, it's a null set. There's no...
It's a null set.
Chris, I want that to be the hill you die.
Zero is not 100.
To answer the question, I say Swayman until Tuca's healthy.
Imagine having Daniel Vladar as the starter when you could have Swayman. Couldn't be me.
Swayway, well, as Cam would say.
I think they're going to still need another guy.
No, they 100% need someone else.
To play with Swayman, you don't know how Rask's... I mean, hopefully everything goes smoothly, but you know, things pop up and he might not even be ready in January, February. Like, this is all speculative. Like, can't hurt to maybe bring Halak back for a year. I don't know if that would work.
Counterpoint, though, flat cap. So I think it should not be their top priority.
I think there's going to be complacent buyout coming because teams aren't going to be able to operate. So I think they're going to give each
kind
team
of funny,
a
though. It's kind of
was that?
It's kind of funny, yeah. Though. Like, I hope teams can operate next year. It's going to be super fun.
No, it's fun. No team, like, everyone will be fucked. So that they're going to have to give... like buyout, at least one buyout, I think it's coming. And Halak wouldn't cost that much anyway.
No, he wouldn't cost a lot.
Drew was pushing for Halak on the last episode. I don't know if I want Halak doing things.
I'm fine if that's like their only option.
What did USL Halak ever do to you?
They re-signed Halak and all that, then take Halak.
I think my biggest thing was like Drew. I had a problem with Drew saying like Halak.
Just a problem with me in general.
You know, yeah, I mostly just hate Drew. And like Drew saying that Halak was going to be really expensive.
I don't think he's going to be super expensive. I just think like with their
it wasn't expensive. It was that you said like his stock was going up, and I think his stock is like way down after the end of this season, not by any fault of his own. Just
I
like,
think it's up
he's,
from
he's
when
like
the Bruins 36, got him.
37 years old.
Is it up from when the Bruins got him though? Because
I think it was for a season, and then you correctly pointed out that it's gone downhill this season, so it's kind of back to where it was before the Bruins even had him, and he signed low and stuff because he like. And was like, okay, cool, I'll be like a 1B because he wanted a cup and it never happened.
I think
he's a cordial, polite, short king with amazing looking gear.
Shouts to short king 5'11 Yaroslav Halak.
I think you just described him.
Nice shots at anyone who's under 5'11, Cam, Mikey, Drew.
I am 5'11. I'm not
under. Cole Caulfield's shorter than me and he's playing in the conference finals, so
Lancey and I showed up. He's 5'4", according to Maha.
Well, that's just the Leafs fan. They can't get past the first round, no matter who they buy. What? Sorry, I didn't mean to bring up the Leafs.
When Lancey and I showed up to hang out with Drew, Drew was like, fuck, you guys are like way taller than I thought you were going to be.
Yeah. Drew, how tall are you?
I'm 5'11". Damn. I think Chris is like 6 feet and Lancey's probably like 6'2", 6'1".
Damn, how tall are you?
I think Lancey's 6 feet.
6'6". Minus like another like foot. No, like 5'8", 5'9" in a good day. Depends on how poofy the hair is.
Stand up. Where are my 5'8 kings at? Stand up. That's
kind of delightful being the shortest one on this since I have a wedding coming up next year where my friend let me know that I am both the tannest complexion and the tallest bridesmaid by about 5 inches. So she was like, I had to plan the bridesmaids' dresses around making sure that I don't wash them out in pictures because they're all so pale. And I had to make sure that what we pick, they can wear heels with it, even if you don't want to. And I was like, well, just fuck me then. That's fine. But I'm the shortest one on this, so that makes me feel a little better.
We did it.
You're
did it,
welcome.
Folks.
not by a lot. Mikey and I are pretty close, but not by a lot.
Yeah.
You are taller than me, Mikey. Congrats.
Oh yeah.
Shouts to Mikey.
Shout
love
out to
when
me.
Nobody's taller than someone.
Call me the tallest because I'm so tall.
Next question is from Canadian flag emoji, Zach Bumblebee emoji.
Bumblebee.
Who has a sick at Rask Force One.
Wow.
I like it. Anyone you'd like to see the Bruins bring in this offseason via the draft and free agency? I have no idea about the draft right now. I'm not even going to go there.
Well, I'm gonna spur some conversation here. Probably should have just said this on the last question, but Antti Raanta.
I say this as someone who loves the Coyotes and the Bruins here. I wouldn't do that if I'm the Bruins. I'm a big Antti Raanta fan. I think he's super talented. He's always been very nice to me. I hope he doesn't hear this. I don't think he's healthy anymore. I don't think he is at a point where his body can play NHL games anymore. And I know he's trying, but we haven't seen him play a stretch of meaningful games in a year and a half now. He's been able to play like four or five at a time before he gets hurt again. And that's just, I think at some point a goaltender's body gives out. And somebody very smartly asked me, it was Matt Porter with the Boston Globe. He sent me a message.
Come on our podcast, Matt.
That'd be fun. I feel like you'd get more insight than you do from me. But no, he asked me, he said, has there been a goalie who's retired without hip problems? And I legitimately had to think about it. There have been guys who have managed to go and retire overseas, but at least knowing a handful of goalies personally. I don't know a single goaltender who played a meaningful NHL career without a hip problem. And Raanta hasn't been healthy lower body wise for going on 2 years now. So I know he wants to sign another 1 year deal somewhere. The Coyotes have said they're not bringing him back. He's fine with that. He gets it. If I'm an NHL team, I'm not signing him. Kind of like when Michael Neuvirth, I think, tried to prolong his career after he couldn't stay healthy for more than a day in Philly for like 2 years, and he signed a PTO with Toronto and got hurt during his PTO. So I think that's probably
what's happening. Player training operative.
So here's my galaxy brain thing with Raanta is
he's like, but actually we're gonna bring him in anyway. Here's why.
So you do the three goalie rotation thing with but not three goalies on the roster because you have Vladar and Swayman who you can put in the minors, and then you just like throw them through the ringer and just make them like travel back and forth between Providence and Boston all the time whenever Raanta is not healthy, which is going to be
always.
So I figure he plays like one game every month and then you get Swayman in there, and you know Ronta's always good when he's healthy, so
That's such a galaxy brain take that's a boss.
You can't argue with it, right?
I think what they should do is they should sign him for the second half when they get Rask back, and then whenever there's like a big game, they'll play Raanta.
The Antti Raanta like Darcy Kemper tandem for me was like the same thing as like the Adam McQuaid Kevin Miller thing, where it's like, all right, we signed two of the same players, they're gonna be hurt half the time, but like half the time we'll use this person, and then half the time we'll use this person, and then you know, this year happens, and Aiden Hill is your goalie.
Right. We had that last year too. The Coyotes had, I think it was like a 12 game stretch where Aiden Hill was their starter, and that's not something I ever want to repeat. I think there are other guys out there that could be on the market. I think John Gibson probably wants out.
I brought up John Gibson last time you were on, and you chastised me for it. You said that.
What did I chastise you for?
You said Anaheim has broken John Gibson.
I think they have, but at the time that was the. He's not a starter anymore. That's the thing. I don't think he's a starter anymore because I think they have broken him.
He still might be able to if you don't, you know.
If you like put him through therapy, yeah.
if you put him on a team that's confident, like he might be starter still. There's right, like if you put him on a team with a good
like
system,
a starter for a few months kind of thing, like hey, you need you to kind of fill the gap well, here.
Is
I don't
he
know.
Still under contract? Or is he a free agent?
I think if he's still under contract, it's only for a year.
He's under contract and it's like a very reasonable contract too.
It's a very, yeah. It's a super cheap contract, but I think that's the thing is Anaheim's nowhere close. They're so far out right now that it's,
yeah,
they still, might as well not even be.
What if Trevor Zegras though?
That's like the only thing they can get hyped about.
Yeah.
The only thing I heard about Anaheim this year is that kid.
I was wrong. There's quite a few years left on John Gibson's deal. I forgot that he just signed a new one. He's signed for another 7 years. I wouldn't touch that.
Oh yeah, that's
what's the AAV like six something?
Six.
There's
so as a backup. I wouldn't as a backup or a 1B. He was signed for 8 years. This season was the second.
I still think he's good. No. I don't know.
He is good.
Yeah, but that for 8 years.
I think he's still good, but I don't think he's like. Remember, he stole entire seasons for Anaheim. He kept them from being at the bottom, and this year they were like the Diamondbacks this year, who by the way have lost their last.
Shouts to Arizona.
Shouts to Arizona. I just know that because we saw it on TV last night. The Diamondbacks have lost their last 10 straight games. This is a baseball podcast.
Shouts to Nick Ahmed, who I played against in high school.
That's a name drop.
Yeah.
Next is our second to last question. Jeremy Van Grove, a.k.a. at JGrove, asks, what's the biggest offseason move the Bruins need to take care of first?
It's John Gibson.
I'm gonna say fucking sign Taylor Hall, because if you sign Taylor Hall then maybe David Krejci has a reason to sign with the Bruins. Well, Tuukka Rask maybe top one, but I think those are your two top routes that you have to re-sign these guys first before you
I need to hear
think about other moves.
That's
why so, I was like, okay, so Tuukka Rask. I was like, you're trying to my answer. Just like
so Chris and Mikey are cheating because they both know how I feel right now. So I said I wouldn't put it out there publicly, but I plan to.
This doesn't count as publicly.
What if Taylor Hall has been the problem all along? Like, know how all the Edmonton media thought that he was. Like, he was the locker room cancer. He wasn't a leader. Trade him away. We got Connor McDavid now. And I was like, that's not fair. He's a really good player. He just had a shitty lineup around him. And then he went to New Jersey, had a Hart Trophy season. And then they, like, shot the bed the next year. Got traded to a contender in Arizona who were, I think, first in the Pacific when he arrived there. They nearly missed the playoffs with him. He vanished after the first round of the playoffs. Like, they had their play-in round. He did pretty well. And then, like, just vanished along with the rest of the team. And the whole team vanished when you hit, like, that second round against Colorado. They got curb stomped. And then he went to Buffalo, who, at the very least, even if they didn't take a massive step forward, should have had, like, a slight net positive gain this year. And somehow they backslid. And I know that Jack Eichel was hurt, but then he got traded to Boston and they bowed out in the second round. So I choose to blame him two teams I care about bowing out in the second round.
When he came to Boston, they were the best team going into the playoffs. They had the best record since the trade deadline.
And what happened?
Taylor Hall, the best
and what happened?
I mean, I don't know. I don't.
Do you want him on the Islanders right now?
It's starting to pile up. I know what you're saying.
It's starting to pile up.
More and more, it's like, I don't know. Was he good in the round against the Caps?
So, like, yeah, I know I would almost always agree with Cap, but I think I'm still very pro Taylor Hall. I don't know, because my thing is, like, you could say, this is obviously very different, but you could say, like, I mean, I don't know. This was probably the best situation he's been in, I think, with the Bruins. And very different argument here, but you could say, like, oh, the fucking playoff losses are starting to like kind of pile up for Tuukka Rask. Is he not good? You know what I mean? Like, and that's kind of a different thing. But it's like, I don't know. I feel like at some point it's not that Hall was great for the Bruins this postseason, but like he was good before the time he was in the regular season. He was pretty good in the playoffs, I think. So I don't know. I mean, I just feel like he has, like, this is his first real shot. I don't know. I guess I don't know too much about how he was with the Coyotes, if they were legitimately contender.
Oh, he was trash.
That's the Coyotes, actually.
No, he wasn't trash.
No, it's the Coyotes.
He was never, that's the thing, is I don't think he's like, I don't think he's a Mike Ribeiro, right? Like, I don't think he's a cancer in the locker room. I think that's, and I know that there are some, like, 90-year-old fart.
Sank my entire fantasy hockey team.
He sunk your battleship.
But when he was with the Coyotes, that was bad news for me.
Well, I'm sorry. Not as sorry as I was, though. No, I was frustrated watching him with the Coyotes. And then I saw him go to Buffalo, and they once again were just like inexplicably bad. And Mikey and I talked about it. I think it was like a couple episodes before the playoff. I think it was right around the trade deadline. We were talking about whether or not we would take him on a playoff contender. And I just didn't know how, like, if it's that he doesn't mesh with teams as well, or
question for you then, like, was when he was with Arizona, because I honestly don't remember, was he like expected to be like the guy? Because I know that was a big thing about him going to Boston, was that he wasn't really expected to be the guy. So where was that?
He have a center though.
So the Coyotes, when he came to Arizona, they had Phil Kessel, who had been kind of underperforming. Like, he didn't do as well as he could have.
Was he
playing
with Stepan?
Like, trash, but no, he was playing with Phil Kessel, and then I want to say it was either Nick Schmaltz or Christian Dvorak. And Christian Dvorak is he's kind of like Arizona's David Krejci. He's just respectable, like, second line center who occasionally goes through stretches where he doesn't score.
I don't like Nick Schmaltz.
I'm still kind of, I don't know how I feel about Nick Schmaltz. I don't hate Nick Schmaltz. I know there are people that really get angry, but no, I think Christian Dvorak, very good center. And he wasn't bad. He just, and it might be because he's had so many different situations, but it looked, I think, Mikey, I said that it just looked like he'd kind of lost his passion for playing. And it looked like he'd regained that with the Bruins, like right after he got traded to them during the regular season. It looked like he was having fun again, but during the playoffs, it looks like he kind of got, it looks like sometimes, like, when they go through lulls, and it might just be because he's spent so much time, like, when the Oilers would lull, they would nosedive, like, they would cut the wings off the plane and just tank. And I don't know if that steamrolls, like, in his head, or I don't know. I think he'd be an okay acquisition, but I wouldn't sign him long term there.
I do want to see a price tag on it for sure.
Let our fellow Shrek Lover 69 LOLJK hung out face talk, because he is 45 minutes over when he said he was going to leave.
Oh yeah,
I agree. No, I. Sorry, Cam, I didn't mean to cut you off. I definitely agree.
No, I cut Cam off for you.
I'd be curious about the price tag, because I think he said he'd be willing to take less money to stay. He said he's not concerned with the money anymore, I believe was his statement in the exit interview or something like that. So that factors. I think you're going to get Krejci for less, right? Like, he's not going to have a big of cap hit as he did. And I think
we're going to get him for less than he had, but we don't know like how much less he's taking.
Right. But it's still less. So that's going to free up cap room. So, and then you're going to have Tuukka for less probably too, if he decides to keep playing. So I don't know. I'd be curious to see if you can maybe keep it going with Krejci, Hall, and who's on the wing.
Sexiest man in the NHL.
Beautiful man. Yeah. I was going to say beautiful man right there.
It was a problem, though. The other three lines for the Bruins was the problem in that series, scoring-wise, right? It was only whatever they call it, perfection line.
The erection line.
Yeah, the erection line.
The identity line. By the way, Taylor Hall, according to Evolving Hockey, This includes, this is the entire season, includes all of his time with Buffalo. 65th percentile in offense, 84th in defense. I think we were all pretty surprised and impressed with his defensive performance this year.
Yeah. He's not known, a terrible defensive player. He's really not.
Yeah, not known as a defensive player, but definitely impressed us all with his back-checking ability. And definitely turned up the offense when he was able to play with Krejci and Smith. And I think, you know, you run that back. And like Mikey said, if you get him for a little bit of a discount, I know like Bruins stats put out a poll today that was like, if you could get him for 7 years, $42 million, like that's a no. We don't need to sign him.
He's not getting that.
We don't need to sign him for 7 years, maybe, four years for sure.
3 to 4. I think like the way I see it is like if he's willing to take somewhat of a discount and you're going to pay a little bit more than you would for somebody who has a smaller, like a lower ceiling. I don't know. I'm willing to pay a little bit more and take a guy like him where I feel like there is more of a ceiling to get to if we're going to settle for, you know what I mean? If we're not going for like a really top talent, we want somebody who can plug into that middle six and you kind of know what you're going to get. And I don't know. I think there's still a lot of upside and maybe it's not quite what you're hoping for, but I'm willing to pay a little bit more if he's willing to take that discount, I guess, like settle in the middle there.
I think that's the chance on it.
Yeah. I don't even know what the free agent class really looks like besides that too. I think
that'll depend on whether or not there is that complacency buyout.
That's true too. I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, I think signing Taylor Hall is the right answer. It's the first time the Bruins have had a capable second-line winger for Krejci in a long, long time where they could keep him after the fucking playoff run and he could actually do something. So,
well, if you can only sign one of Mike Riley and Taylor Hall, I would take Mike Riley and pay him $8 million.
So which one, Mike or Riley?
Riley Smith. No,
two first names!
Shrek, we say he's got to go. Shrek, are you going to play hockey? You need to make
some. I'll give you one more question real quick.
All right, yeah, this is our last question. And it's not a question. It's a statement.
Oh, cool.
Two exclamation points. Good. Okay, so I'm going to read this. I'm going to read this.
Read
and
react.
And then I guess we'll react. And then I'm going to read his Twitter bio and tell you what his profile picture is.
Oh, good.
All right. So, Billy M3 at Billy M370 says, our defense is horrendous. Get rid of 48. Way too, with 1-0, small for a defenseman in the NHL, 2!
Yeah, Matt Grzelcyk is very good. Ew. He had one bad game in the playoffs, happened to be the worst time to have a bad game. Yeah, dude's awesome. I think we all on this podcast were saying dude's super underrated and shouldn't be playing on the third pairing. Didn't know that he was going to be able to step up and be a first pairing guy, but he's for sure a first pairing defenseman. And I think he should be on the top power play over McAvoy, who's not very good on the power play.
I would throw my weight behind those statements.
I'll read his bio now. Too many snowflakes on Twitter. Fucking crying about everything. 2! In all caps, bring back the death penalty. 2! First of all, I know that's a lot, but can we just talk about why he keeps using 2! For everything? No, yeah, that's a lot.
Guy wants to lethal injection.
That's how he wants to define himself.
I thought it was going and then it just took
death penalty advocate is gonna be what's on his like obituary.
He's from Ontario, Canada.
Wow.
Yeah, not what I was expecting there.
And his profile picture is a picture of a snowflake with the no sign, like the no smoking.
Wow. Welcome to this podcast these podcasts, I guess I should be referring to them in the plural.
This is a crossover episode.
We hijacked your podcast.
No, we haven't put anything yet, so this is perfect.
Yeah, we already got 2 episodes done here.
Your turn. All right, you guys do your thing and we'll We'll play along.
Run it back. We'll just do everything again.
No. What was that guy's at? His handle?
At Billy M 370.
Mikey's typing it in right now.
Yeah,
he's going to respond.
I'm gonna slide into his DMs and send him pictures of Wario.
No, we lost Cam.
Good.
Good. That's what we always say.
I love that Cam's wearing a sweater, by the way. Like, I'm over
Maine, all right? It got cold again here.
I know. That makes me like physically angry.
Yeah, Kat and I are here. Like, I got the fan on right now.
Don't you act like
we're the same. We
are not the same. For the record, guys, Chris very proudly sent me a picture of his weekly forecast today, where tomorrow is the hottest day by like 20 degrees, and it's gonna be 91.
Yeah, it's gonna be 91 tomorrow.
We have
dogs and no air conditioning.
Is the coolest day we're going to have, guys. It is 113 degrees today. It's supposed to be 117 this week.
Well, so everybody knows.
61. Oh, cool. Awesome.
Well, everybody knows that in Arizona, when it's 115 degrees, it's not really 115 degrees because you chose to live there.
Let the record show that earlier this week, I was like, hey, Chris. That when the Bruins come to town, it's a really fun experience. You should catch a game sometime. I am revoking that invitation.
That's not an invitation. You didn't invite me to a game. You said you should go to a game in Arizona. That was like, hey, let's go to a game together. That was, you know, if you're ever in town, you should catch a game. It's the worst invitation.
It's been ass here. Like, it... My boss has warned us because we have now frozen the air conditioner three times.
Can you guys hear our foster dog in the background, by the way, making those angry noises? Okay, that's good.
No.
We have a pug, and it makes the
extremely cute noises. Extremely cute pug, by the way. I want that pug.
You can have him.
I'm very tempted to have it travel back to Arizona with my child. But no, our air conditioner did not drop below 76 at work today. We had it set at 72. And I turned on I had the AC on when I got home, but I dropped it down to 70 just because I didn't want to sweat during this. And it has been going the entire time. So I'm assuming it still hasn't hit 70. So I think it maybe never will. So I'm dying. So enjoy your sweater.
I mean this genuinely. Why? Like, why do you do this to yourself?
I don't know. I moved.
It seems like a beautiful place. I see the pictures in Arizona. I'm like, wow, that's gorgeous. Like,
it is gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Two of my best friends from high school are actually moving to Arizona at the end of June.
Tell them not to. Tell them to.
Yeah, I have family there. Like, it looks great. I would love to visit sometime. But
I do genuinely love Arizona when I visit for the like maximum 4 days that I'm there, and usually
the 20 minutes.
In like February, March. So.
No, right, it's really pretty in the summer.
I gotta run.
Bye, Mikey. Okay. Love you.
Fight a goalie tonight.
So this episode is over.
This episode is over.
We're gonna end this episode.
Over.
Somebody press the stop cam button.
Very rude. Very unfair.
I have pressed the stop cam button, and all it did was right.
Stop you. Cam, can you please send me this file?
I would be happy to.
Oh, you are a beautiful, beautiful man. I'll DM you my email address.
Sounds great.
Winky.
Go be a handsome boy tonight.
I will. Everyone,
score a butt goal.
And Kat, we will. To all our listeners, we will record again soon sometime. Who knows? Maybe it's, I don't know, next week.
I don't have a child for the next.
She doesn't have a child.
Childless till July 5th.
Childless. Sunday. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Goodbye.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Mikey.